that we had coming up at 4:05 to accommodate that.
That's very nice of you, Greg.
Well, David has unique political insights. We got to do traffic here. A few other things. So stick with us. We'll be back.
Traffic is brought to you by Dillon Rings. Dillon Rings has great watches and beautiful rings, or have Josh design a piece of jewelry for you. Shop Dillon Rings now at 119 Brown Springs Road and check them out on Facebook. Good afternoon, Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have an accident, I-85 northbound between Ann Street and Perry Hill. Use caution there. It's minor in nature. A lot of congestion around the boulevard right now, especially East Boulevard at I-85 and East South Boulevard around Troy Highway. I-65 and 85 not looking too bad through downtown Montgomery. Keep it here. We'll keep you updated. Bad credit? Don't sweat it. Get the cash you need with an equity loan on your homeland or auto. MCS and Wetumpka is just a phone call away with one-hour loan approvals. Call 567-9000, NMLS 2328-76 for Montgomery Skywatch traffic.
Don't miss the Brubaker Service Special with multi-point inspection, oil change, tire rotation, plus wash and vacuum for only $99. It's better at Brubaker.com.
It's so easy to lose track of time or even keep up with what day it is sometimes during this viral outbreak.
You're right. By the way, Adams Drugs called and reminded me I needed a refill on one of my medications, and I'm so glad they did. I would have been out of that medication the next day.
Oh, I need to call and check on a refill for myself as well. You know, we've been going to Adams Drugs for a long time, and I really trust them.
I trust them as well. The customer service is excellent. The prescriptions are ready when we get there. And when we can't pick them up, they deliver them right to the house.
They're more than a pharmacy to me. They're more like family. The staff at Adams knows my name when I walk in the door and have even called to wish me a happy birthday.
Yeah, they go the extra mile. You know, during this time of uncertainty, it's comforting to know that Adams Drugs will be there for us when we have questions about our prescriptions.
Adams Drugs, your locally owned Health Mart pharmacy, is offering even better over-the-counter pricing and high-quality products as well. Visit us at adamsdrugs.net for the location nearest you.
Saddle up for the 64th Annual Southeastern Livestock Exposition Rodeo at Garrett Coliseum, March 18th through the 20th. The best in BRCA, freestyle bullfights, fun for the whole family. For tickets, visit slerodeo.com or call 888-2-RODEO-2.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
While you may be making sure your pet has everything they need, the River Region Humane Societies need your help too. Blue Water Broadcasting and Best Friends Pet Resort are doing something about it. Help stuff our Sprinter van full of badly needed shelter supplies. Bring your donations to Best Friends Pet Resort on the Wetumpka Highway. We're here when you can't be. It's our annual Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Donate what you can. From Blue Water Broadcasting and Best Friends Pet Resort.
For more information on the Paw It Forward Pet Drive, go to Newstalk931.com.
This is not headline news. The SpongeBob movie starts streaming today. That'll explain the longer wait if you order a pizza. Those darn stoners. Someone made a beer out of Cadbury cream eggs. It's the first beer that makes you throw up before you drink it. Best Buy is closing many of its stores. Now many are wondering where they'll go to decide what to order off Amazon. A woman was hit in the head by a man with a sock full of coins last week on a New York subway. The woman is fine and said she was lucky she wasn't nickel and dime to death. In sports, Johnny Manziel now wants to be a professional golfer. His handicap? Bourbon. And today is National Grammar Day, or as most of Twitter knows it, Thursday. This is not headline news.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
At four.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The Pentagon is reviewing a police request to keep National Guard troops patrolling the U.S. Capitol for another 60 days, following evidence of a possible plot by a militia group to storm the building again. Meanwhile, guard troops and police on high alert. Alabama Governor Kay Ivey extending her state's mask order for another month, but said the requirement will end in April. A powerful magnitude 8.1 earthquake has struck in the ocean off the coast of New Zealand, prompting evacuations and tsunami warnings across the South Pacific region. It was the second large quake to strike within hours on Friday. Stocks lower on Wall Street as bond yields made another upward spike, renewing pressure on high-flying technology companies. The Dow dropped 346 points. The Nasdaq fell 274. This is SRN News.
The far left controls the White House and both houses of Congress. But Alliance Defending Freedom wants to make sure they don't control your house. Religious freedom, sanctity of life, free speech, and parental rights. Precious freedoms that ADF will protect at the courthouse. With God's help, we have over 2,000 victories, including 11 at the Supreme Court. And because ADF is a tax-deductible nonprofit ministry, we provide our services at no charge to those whose freedom is threatened. We have a challenging 48 months ahead of us. We must be prepared to stand for freedom. Call 833-993-4377 with your most generous gift, or visit adflegal.org/freedom to sign the freedom statement and commit to help us sustain our efforts. 833-993-4377 or click adflegal.org/freedom.
Shot in the arm from J&J. You need one dose to vaccinate. Johnson & Johnson's one-dose vaccine. Oh, COVID will be done. Oh, it's easy and fun. Instead of two shots, you only need one. Shot in the arm from J&J. Just one dose to vaccinate.
Welcome to the 4 o'clock hour of Happy Hour News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. It's Thursday, goes by on a Blur's Day with Terry Adams, a much beloved and glorious. But you got lined up for clearing the air Saturday night.
Just talking about the same thing I've been talking about for 6 years, Greg. Big picture, where America is in biblical prophecy and kind of where we're headed. And, well, you know, once you understand who's doing what they're doing, then it's easier to kind of see through every little action they take, because you know what the ultimate goal is. So that's kind of where I go.
M. Rosie Brock is here. Now, I'm going to do something I probably shouldn't do here.
Uh-oh.
Y'all know that I have comedy sources I go to for some of the bits that you hear. Like that one.
Yeah,
it was pretty good. Here's something that was sent to me today that I chose not to play, because these people are clearly, even at this level, those that are feeding product to radio people around the country are totally on the left.
Yeah.
This is a George Strait parody about being maskless down in Texas. But listen to how they pitch this. They're basically saying everybody in Texas is going to die. And this pissed me off. They are part of the narrative. Make no mistake.
Mm-hmm.
What happened? Oh, I see. It's our modern system trying to keep up with a...
not doing a very good job of it.
No. Maybe we'll just have to open it from the source and do it that way.
There you go.
Just give us a second here. Hey, believe it or not, this is still a major improvement over what we used to have.
Sadly, true.
Let's see. Opening in 1 minute. This is... Downloading a 90-second audio clip should not take longer than the clip itself. Now it's starting to count down the seconds. 37, four, up to 40, down to 35. This is crazy. 1 minute. It's getting to the point where who cares? But I do want to make a point that this left-wing, it's not just networks. It's not just...
No, not just Hollywood.
Or Hollywood or anything else. These people, and I wonder, because not all of their stuff is twisted, but this is. And if this effing thing ever plays, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about.
We didn't have tornadoes here until we started putting into traffic circles. Because on the county, you want to know why? When people go round and round in circles, it causes disturbance in the atmosphere and causes tornadoes.
Well, that was a nice little accident.
That was perfect.
But listen to the lyrics on this. You see why I chose not to play.
Come be maskless down in Texas. Texas, you can set your nose and big mouth free.
See?
So come be maskless down in Texas. Sorry, not sorry if you get COVID-19. Coronavirus down in Dallas will be super spreading soon. No quarantine in Abilene, even if you're not immune. Infections down in Galveston, no mask in Corpus Christi. In Houston, you don't have to use one, Fort Worth spreading the disease. Come be maskless down in Texas. Lots of...
All right, that's enough.
Yeah, this is all about control, Greg. That's what this is about.
So what I want to know is who got to them, or are they just that naturally obnoxious?
You know, when I jumped in a rabbit hole back in 2009, I was blown away by how widespread this is. It's in magazines. Yep. It's in all the entertainment industry.
Newspapers.
It's in everything.
Those few that are left, except for the New York Post.
Yeah.
They're one of the few tried and true. And have you noticed that Fox seems to be trying to win their street cred back with conservatives? They hired Kayleigh McEnany.
That's a good step.
Yeah, I heard that.
And I got news for you. That's a brilliant move, and I hope they give her a good slot and get rid of some of the dead weight sitting around on Fox. In fact, I think I have a Kayleigh clip here. Hey, thanks for that bit that we played 49 seconds of something that took 3 minutes to download.
It happens. You know, it's one of those things, Greg. It's just one of those things.
You know what? I'm feeling kind of tired. I'm feeling kind of run down.
Have you gone and done cryo lately, Greg?
I think it's either cryo or maybe I should get an IV over an infusion. Uh-huh. Talk to Ryan Turner.
He's the man. He's the one you need to talk to.
I blame the world. The world is beating me down. Even though I'm telling you, I know I'm getting great results from the cryo skin. That's where they can target fat that's hard to lose as you get older and make it go away.
Heard
with technology. Not invasive. But you can help that process along by just making a few simple changes in your life. And Ryan Turner at Infusion is my life coach, and he works with Rich too. They know their stuff over there. There's all kinds of state-of-the-art approaches to enhancing your life for the better. More energy to build your immune system. IV vitamin therapy works for that as well. They have Juve light therapy at Infusion. Laser therapy for pain to help stimulate circulation in an area where you might have a pulled muscle. Help accelerate the healing process. And so many other things they can do to make you look better and feel better. Call them at 296-1662 or explore all of these great options at infusioncryoandlaser.com. Mention everybody. 414.
In the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, we have an accident, 85 northbound. It's going to be between Ann Street and Perry Hill. It's not going to slow you down, but the lights are going there. Watch out for it. East Boulevard over 85, running just a little bit slow there. Get ready for spring at Midtown Plaza. Shop Ross Dress for Less, Dollar Tree, and more. Midtown Plaza, Ann Street off I-85, another great McClinton and Company development. In the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, I'm Jerry Howell.
All roads lead to Brubaker Motors, located on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery, Alabama. Don't get caught in traffic. Shop online anytime. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Hi, I'm Ellis Askew with Alabama News Network. Alabama lawmakers have rejected legislation that would give cities and counties the opportunity to take down Confederate monuments and relocate them elsewhere. An Alabama House committee did not advance the bill that would revise 2017 Alabama Memorial Preservation Act. Governor Ivey's mask mandate has been extended until April 9th for the last time. She says she will not extend it after that date. She also says the seating limits at restaurant tables are now lifted, along with allowing a maximum number of two visitors to nursing homes and hospitals. Senior citizen centers can allow outdoor gatherings. Summer camps are allowed to open. This Saturday, the Montgomery Biscuits are hosting a kickball tournament to benefit the Brantwood Children's Home in Montgomery. Masks are required, as well as temperature checks. The tournament kicks off Saturday at 10 a.m. For ticket information, go to alabamanews.net. I'm Ellis Askew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Do you ever wonder why some companies have built such a solid quality brand while others struggle with their quality of service? It's simple. It's all about the company culture. If ownership takes quality care of their team members, then their sales, admin, and service techs take pride in treating their customers with exemplary service. This is what happens when you use Weedman of Greater Montgomery. Hi, this is Terry. Our local management and co-ownership team of twins, Grant and Kyle Falk, give you double the caring attitude towards you, the customer. Actually, our customers say it best. Linda A. says, "We've used Weedman for 3 years. I would encourage anyone ready to change services and looking for a dependable lawn care service to give Weedman a try." Nicole S. gushes, "Weedman saved my lawn. It was horrible after years of another company going through the motions. Now my yard looks as good as the neighbor's, who obsesses over his yard." Thanks, Nicole. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today for a free price quote. Lawn care companies are not all alike. Our caring culture sets us apart. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today.
Do you need cash? How about an equity loan on your home, mobile home, land, or even automobile? Mortgage Corporation of the South. We've been serving Central Alabama for well over 25 years, and we've helped folks cash in on the equity in their homes, mobile homes, land, and automobiles. The cash can be used for anything you want. And the great thing, your credit does not have to be perfect in order to be approved. That's right. If you've had a prior bankruptcy or slow payments, if you have equity in your home, that is your equity. You've built it up. You've paid for it, and it's yours. You can get it. So get the cash you need. Use the money for whatever you want. Now, let's shift gears for a second. If you have perfect credit, we have some of the lowest rates that you'll find anywhere for refinances and home purchases. And the best thing, we offer one-hour loan approvals. That's right, one-hour loan approvals. Call us at 567-9000, 567-9000, or mcsloans.com.
Make your next move, your best move, call MCS.
MLS 232876, Equal Housing Lender.
Hiring can be challenging, but ZipRecruiter makes it fast and easy. We talked to Monica Starks, who needed to hire for a pivotal role at her company, GS Group.
As the owner of a construction company, finding the right people is a very difficult task. So I use ZipRecruiter.
ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology identifies the right people for your job and actively invites them to apply, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. Monica did, and that's how she found Lamont, her new project superintendent.
The job is so perfect for me. I had a career breakthrough. I would have never found this job if it wasn't for ZipRecruiter.
With ZipRecruiter, we've hired everyone from accountants to project managers to field scientists. With ZipRecruiter, we get hiring results.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. It's hard to improve on this weather pattern. For tonight, a little chilly, but not too bad. Mostly clear skies. Overnight, low temperature down to about 44. Tomorrow, another dry day. High temperature in the upper 60s, maybe teasing 70 degrees. There could be a few showers by late Friday night, but I think we're dry over the weekend. Lots of sunshine. High temperature in the middle 60s, both Saturday and Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Blah, 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 blah.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
What do we touch?
Boobies. Pleasure to meet you. Put her there, pal.
I'm not so sure.
Oh, no. COVID's made the handshake a thing of the past.
Come on now, don't leave me hanging.
Bring the handshake back with the Greeting Glove, made from space-aged latex. It fits conveniently in your pocket. When it's time for that skin-to-skin salute,
hang on.
Stretch the Greeting Glove over your hand.
Almost there. One sec.
And secure it safely with a big snap.
All right, put her there.
Oh, now I'm not so sure.
Go for it. It's the Greeting Glove.
Hey, that handshake felt great.
That's because the Greeting Glove is ribbed for your pleasure.
Oh, man. Anyway, nice to meet you. So what'd you do for a living?
Oh, I'm a proctologist.
Oh, man.
The Greeting Glove is not available in stores, unless you count medical supply stores.
Oh, and you know what? Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
It's roll call time.
Is it time to go home and put on my good boobs?
No, this is a come-as-you-are party.
Kind of like it is, baby.
Have some fun.
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
You are a meathead.
You gotta have some.
Only $50.
If you wanna be with me.
That is great radio.
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
What is wrong with you?
You gotta have something.
He's a tool.
If you wanna be with me.
So much crap, they had to start a second pile.
Oh, someone's in a mood.
He sure is ugly.
There's a sale at Penny's.
I'm not trying to be your hero.
Hey, where are the white women at?
Cause that's evil.
Oh, that's hot.
It's too cold for me.
I hate you.
I'm not trying to be your hero.
I'm surrounded.
Cause that minus
is that your tongue?
It's too low to see.
Wonder something just for a queen bee, or not wonder something just for a bumblebee, right?
We're watching, brother.
It's unbelievable.
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
This thing is nuts, man.
And I'm not stopping.
Where have you been?
Believe you me. Don't you remember I told you?
No.
I'm a soldier in the war.
Pants, film at 11.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
You are a liar, a thug, and a drunk.
You're not going to amount to Jack Squad!
Exit everybody! Please shut up!
Shut up, shut up, shut up!
Shut up!
Shut up!
Shut up, shut your stupid hole!
Shut up!
Them.
You gotta have something.
I kill you
if you wanna be with me. Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
I'm dying over here.
Have something.
You're nasty.
If you wanna be with me.
Guess what? I got a fever. And the only prescription is more cowbells.
It's the end of the world.
Gotta have something. Wanna be with me.
It's not the end of the world. It just feels that way. At 424, we have to go straight to the traffic dungeon.
In the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, your Thursday afternoon still doing okay right now. We had a minor accident on 85 northbound just past Ann Street. It's not going to slow you down. Down around the truck stops, that is busy. Lower your interest rate on your VA home mortgage with the VA interest rate reduction loan. No appraisals, no income verification. Call MCS in Wetumpka, 567-9000. NMLS 232876. I'm Jerry Howell for Montgomery Skywatch.
Brubaker Motors is celebrating 80 years in the family business with huge savings on cars, trucks, and SUVs. From our dealership to your driveway, shop online anytime. It's better at Brubaker.com. caravitavilla.com.
Senior living doesn't have to break the bank. A full and active lifestyle is waiting for you at Caravita Village, and it's all included. Come tour their newly renovated facility and find out about their 2 free-month special through April 30th. Visit caravitavilla.com.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Senior living can be fulfilling and affordable, like a new renovated facility, 3 chef-inspired meals daily, transportation and companionship all included in one low monthly rate. Ask about their free month specials through April 30th. Visit caravitavillage.com.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say? shut up.
Just received a traffic tip from a listener. The 2 leftbound lanes turning from Atlanta Highway onto 231. Okay. There's a major wreck there. That would be westbound Atlanta Highway to southbound.
Southbound 231.
That's what we've been told. Fire trucks, ambulances, lots of emergency equipment on the scene. On this March 4th, which we celebrate National Grammar Day.
Say what?
Happy National Grammar Day. Let's hope it's wonderfuler than last year. Maybe you can find peoples to celebrate with. And remember, never, never, ever use no wrong wording. Me, for one, take for granted all of the other people's bad grammars. Specifically, how they is always thinking it's supposedly right to say, for all intensive purposes. I is fortunate, because my teacher teached me good, and I learned a lot. Thank yous.
Yeah.
If we really have any... I don't know what they're teaching in schools anymore.
Apparently,
I think
not much.
To some extent, I blame the horrendous grammar on the internet because it's created this language of phonetics and not one of how words are actually spelled.
Immediacy, I guess.
Yeah. I just, you know, once in a while I'll do it myself, you know.
Sure.
Something, put the number 4, the letter U.
Yeah.
But then I feel like, could I be any lazier than that?
Yeah.
Is it possible to be any lazier than that?
You know, I worked at a insurance company here in town, a big one, that's name I will not call. And they posted a job for the personnel department. And at the very last line it said, must use good grammar. And they misspelled the word grammar. Thought that was kind of ironic.
Received this clip. Reporter asked, did the president talk to Governor Ivey? And she says she did.
What?
Was that a Freudian slip or am I mistaken? Well, let's give this a listen and find out.
Okay, last one, actually. I'm sorry we've gone over now. Go ahead.
Jen, just a quick follow-up. Did the president directly speak to Alabama Governor Kay Ivey, who's actually said that she's going to extend her?
She did, and I meant to raise that. I'm not aware of a direct conversation between them today. Obviously, the president's view and his support for the mask mandate and encouraging people to wear masks, given the advice of his health and medical experts, is well known. It's something he's raised on calls with governors. Our health and COVID team has raised on calls with governors. But I'm not aware of a direct call between them today.
Do you know if he's talked to any other Republicans who might be flirting with this idea of opening prematurely?
I don't have any other calls to read out for you.
How many people need to be unemployed before it's no longer premature?
Screw you!
Bitch! Oh! I want to throw something at that dead fish face. Watch the language. He's still calming down.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I hope I can.
I'm at the breaking point. I got to tell you, this day, this afternoon has blown since the minute I walked in the door. So it's you know, the end
studio
is,
or the door to the building, not the
door
the
to the building.
Door, not studio.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully your two friends there can help keep you centered.
We're trying.
Hey, speaking of National Grammar Day, you know, that brought up an idea that I haven't heard any historians, amateur or otherwise, point out that the problem with the old movies and with the Dr. Seuss book are not overt racism, like the Protocols of Zion or
sure.
Mein Kampf.
Sure.
These are anachronisms.
Well said.
We don't speak that way anymore. We don't hold these attitudes. I mean, you know, what if I said, yeah, Rosie's a fine dame. Look at those gams. I mean, you know, we don't. It's an anachronism.
Exactly.
Well, I'd say, what have you done with my friend East?
No, yeah, well, you know, I've got on my fedora.
You're right.
You know, and a bow tie. I mean,
different time, different language, different everything.
It was different. Yeah, the cartoons, anachronisms.
Yeah.
I mean, Dr. Seuss, he didn't say anything bad about Asians.
No.
It was the common perception of the time. It was not hateful.
No.
You know? And I also said this on
the morning show that if some of the people who are in these movies that Turner Classic now feels require a group discussion before they can be shown, if they were around today, they would look back at this point in their life like all of us can look back at a point in our life and say, God, that was stupid.
Yep.
God, I was ignorant.
Yep.
And on and on. You think Mickey Rooney, if he were here today, if somebody brought that up and say, are you proud of that? I'm sure he would say no.
Breakfast at
but
yeah,
when he did it, it wasn't that big of a deal. And we had just come out of a war, too.
Right, so, right. It would be just like in Night at the Museum, you know.
Making
people have nosebleeds and stuff. I mean, it was great. But look, I hate that we can't accept history as a package. You know, we have to sanitize it and parse it out so it doesn't offend people. And it's like, look,
they're eliminating it where it doesn't benefit the narrative, for one.
Right, right. And that just opens the door for them to repeat it all over again.
Absolutely right. That's the goal.
You're right. Okay, great. So nothing's happened in Washington that we need to know about. I mean, I thought QAnon was telling us they were going to take over the Capitol.
That they did not find a single gun in the armed insurrection on January 6th.
Amazing,
these bastards lie their asses off.
Yes, they do.
East.
You know, I watched Destination Tokyo, a World War II Grant movie.
I'm familiar with that.
They talked about the Japanese, and most of those movies that were made during World War II were pretty bad.
I watched Air Force with John Garfield.
Yeah.
You know, and they talked, you know, they actually get a lot of historical facts wrong in that. Mm-hmm. But it was a mid-war propaganda film
exactly.
to gin up American, you know,
for the war
buy
effort.
The war bonds,
yep.
support the troops,
yep,
and we're going to win this thing.
Yep.
And there's language in there that mm-hmm. just, I mean, today we don't think of Asian people in that light because they're not like that anymore. But the warlords that pushed Japan, there were a lot of reasonable people that did not want to go to war in Japan, but the army had control of the emperor and convinced him that, we got to do this.
Yep, strike quick.
So we can expand our empire.
Mm-hmm.
We need these resources because the United States has cut us off. It's 4:33. I am going to take a quick break here. And if I come back, I think we'll be talking to a friend.
You will. Hi, I'm Ellis Askew with Alabama News Network. Governor Ivey's mask mandate has been extended until April 9th for the last time. She says she will not extend it after that date. She also says the seating limits at restaurant tables are now lifted, along with allowing a maximum number of 2 visitors to nursing homes and hospitals. Senior citizen centers can allow outdoor gatherings. Summer camps are allowed to open. This Saturday, the Montgomery Biscuits are hosting a kickball tournament to benefit the Brantwood Children's Home in Montgomery. Masks are required, as well as temperature checks. There will also be a line performance from local bands sold out. The tournament kicks off Saturday at 10 a.m. For ticket information, go to alabamanews.net. Alabama lawmakers have rejected legislation that would give cities and counties the opportunity to take down Confederate monuments and relocate them elsewhere. An Alabama House committee did not advance the bill that would revise 2017 Alabama Memorial Preservation Act. I'm Ellis Eskew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Is it a hassle getting your vehicle serviced? C-Square Performance Automotive will pick up, service your vehicle, and return it to you in the downtown area. If you work in the downtown area, let C-Square save you time with their pickup and delivery service. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
Right now, Allstate has almost as many ways to save as there are types of music. Save for being a new customer. Save more for adding DriveWise. And save even more for driving safely. Visit Allstate.com or contact your local agent to get a quote. Find out how much you can save today. Allstate, now that should be music to your ears.
Not available in every state. New customer savings based on early signing discount. Drive-Ys is an optional feature. Savings vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Hi, this is Dan Black with Dan Black Studios in Montgomery, and we've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for about 2 years now, and I can't say enough good things about the folks here at Blue Water. It's outstanding. We've been in business for many, many years, and without a doubt, Blue Water Broadcasting Radio has absolutely been our best mode of advertising. I highly recommend it to any business owner that wants to grow their business.
Millennials, Gen X, baby boomers, Gen Z, no matter what you call your customers, over 90% of them listen to radio every week. Reach them where they are. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. They put God and family first, where you can get home weekly great benefits and 401k that the company matches up to 4%, and you're automatically invested. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. It's hard to improve on this weather pattern. For tonight, a little chilly, but not too bad. Mostly clear skies. Overnight, low temperature down to about 44. Tomorrow, another dry day. High temperature in the upper 60s, maybe teasing 70 degrees. There could be a few showers by late Friday night, but I think we're dry over the weekend. Lots of sunshine. High temperature in the middle 60s, both Saturday and Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo here with Capital Tractor. When there's work to do, ground to break, earth to move, and a reputation to uphold, you can count on durable Kubota equipment. Built right, built ready. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage. Together we do more.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Isn't it amazing? Nobody's gotten the flu except for him. We have 165 diagnosed flu cases this year. Come on.
Yeah.
Come on. Well, when she left Alabama last week, we were a red state. She's coming back to a blue state, and that's Jacqueline Tomlinson.
Hey.
Hey.
Are you on your way back now?
No. No way.
Sunday she's coming.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm staying the weekend.
Oh, well, I envy you.
Yeah, so we are, actually, I'm sitting here in the living room with my mom, drinking a nice little glass of Cabernet while Lola sleeps on my mom's lap.
Oh.
And just kind of chatting while Steven takes a nap because I wore his little behind out today.
Behind.
What did you guys do?
So we went to a park. It's called Sugar Sand Park up in Boca. And they have this, like, huge playground that has, like, the soft... What's it called, Mom? It's, like, the squishy floor, but it's made out of like rubber. And they have like a little water splash pad. And it was great. And so we just like let him run wild for like 2 hours.
Wear him out.
Do they have a water splash pad at the zoo?
Yes.
Okay.
The zoo has a splash pad and a full playground. The zoo is amazing. My mom concurs that the zoo is amazing.
Yes.
If we lived here, we would be Zoo Miami members.
Mm-hmm.
Or as I like to refer to it, Metro Zoo. Because it's always be Metro Zoo to me.
Of course.
But you know, Greg, do you remember back in the day, the zoo has the wax figurines that you pay like, I don't know, $100. It's not that, it's like $4. And it makes the wax figurines out of the animals, like the different animal locations. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I think so.
I got a wax mold of Steven, of a lion, and it like took me back to my childhood. My mom used to take me to Zoo Miami.
Oh.
And we would sit there, and they were like probably $1 when I was a kid. They were 10 cents when my mom was a kid. And so it was nice. So, yeah.
I don't know if you heard the news, but Governor Meemaw extended our mask mandate.
Till April 9th, right?
Yeah.
But I heard she changed some stuff. Like, we can actually, like, dine in a restaurant at full capacity.
Mm-hmm.
People can visit people in the hospital. Well, thanks, now that I've had a baby and like my friends don't need to come visit us now. But yeah, I heard there were some changes. We need to be more like Texas and Mississippi.
Amen.
Yeah, well, you know, everybody in Texas is going to die. You know, that's the message from the left.
Well, we're all going to die.
Yep.
So,
just a matter of time.
But, you know, it is what it is. Not going to be from COVID, I'll tell you that, because that doesn't really exist anymore.
Well, AOC throws a fit on Twitter after Texas announces plan to reopen.
Why does she care? That's not her state. Mind your business.
It's not her state, not her district. But
mind your business.
But she is an expert, after all. She
we have state sovereignty.
She was a bartender. That gives her something.
She stayed at a Holiday Inn, I heard.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Holiday Inn Express.
Yeah, yeah, and was probably paid to be there. And then the ever-reliable Beto O'Rourke is called Texas Governor Abbott and the GOP a cult of death.
See, but, like, everybody, I know quite a few people that live in Texas. I don't know why I know so many people that live in different parts of the country. I guess that's, Greg, from being from South Florida, you know, we know people all over the country because people come and go and transplant. And so one of my very good friends from South Florida, who I went to college with, lives out in Texas now, and my aunt lives in Texas, and they're all ranting and raving about how awesome it is that, you know, he lifted the mandate. Nobody seems unhappy about it. So we just need to mind our business and worry about our own state and getting off this lockdown.
Yeah, what it does is, you know, with a big state like Texas and others eliminating all of this garbage, states that have been severely locked down to no benefit to their people, like California, Michigan, they all look bad now.
Well, I told you about yesterday when we were in the Keys and we were outside, and there were police officers on the corners reminding people. Now, granted, everybody was very polite. The police were very polite, reminding people, please put your mask on. Please put your mask on. I'm so sorry, ma'am. You have to have your mask on outside. That's just weird.
That's stupid.
Weird to me.
That is. Well, it's weird to me, too. Was that something exclusive in Key West, or is that the way it is all over the state?
We did not have that when I was at the beach in Pompano. At the last time. It was just one of those things where when we were around people, we put our masks on. But and Stephen was in the splash pad, and the parents were on the splash pad, and even walking in and out of places, no, there were quite a few police officers, because, you know, Broward BSO is very, very noticeable in South Florida. There's always a large police presence.
Yep.
And no officers gave us any issues. Nobody even said anything. So, no, I don't know if it was just like a Key West. I think it was a city ordinance. There were signs posted that it was like a misdemeanor and a $500 fine. And Jared and I kind of laughed about that for a minute because we're like, no, but you know, besides that, it was just kind of weird to see police officers should be policing the streets. They shouldn't be having to new mask mandates and making sure people are wearing their masks. Amen.
So we're listening to Dr. Anthony Fauci, the little menace. He is a...
He's a weasel.
Yeah. He's, first of all, nobody, him or anybody else from the CDC, the IDC, the ABC, the NBC, the CBS, or PBS, is talking about the extraordinary overdose and suicide rate going on everywhere in the country because of the imposition of all these rules. So let's see what this little son of a doctor...
Biscuit.
Yeah, Biscuit had to say.
It just is inexplicable why you would want to pull back now. I understand the need to want to get back to normality, but you're only going to set yourself back if you just completely push aside the public health guidelines, particularly when we're dealing with anywhere from 50,000 to 70,000 infections per day in the United States. Yeah. That's a very, very high baseline.
Mm-hmm. But, like, it's odd to me how, like, you know, I don't know, a year ago when it was, like, the 2 weeks to flatten the curve,
right.
He was seen at a baseball game wearing one mask, right?
Yeah, that was in July when baseball fans started playing, yeah.
Yeah,
he goes and throws out the first pitch like a girl, if I may say.
Yeah, no, I know. Steven could do better than he did.
Yes.
But then now all of a sudden it's the two mask thing and the glasses and all that. And it's like, wait a minute, though. Like, if you're such the expert, then why wasn't this the recommendation from the very onset of this pandemic? It's just, it does, none of this makes sense to me. Everybody's flying by the seat of their pants.
Yep, making it up as it goes.
We've got to get back to normalcy because people are starting to act crazy.
Yes.
Like, even, okay, so I'll make, she doesn't know that I'm out here. So, like, even my dear sweet mother, right?
Yes.
She has gotten to the point where even today, I took her to the sweet little Catholic bookstore down here in South Florida this morning. Mm-hmm. And I look over and she's wearing her mask in the car. And I'm like, what are you doing? And she's like, what? And I'm like, Mom, take the mask off. And she's like, oh my God, I don't even realize I'm doing it anymore.
Yep. Yep.
And I'm like, you're a nut. Like, get the mask off your face.
And, you know, people can still wear a mask if they want to. The idea is if people don't, they should now have that choice.
Yeah.
Right. Like, if you want to go and you want to wear your mask, you've always had the right to do that. I mean, I don't know about y'all, but, like, I've traveled internationally. Very common for a lot of the Asian cultures, they wear masks quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
It's just part of, casinos. You know, my dad says in Asia, people have always kind of worn masks. The air quality over there is different. So many people. If you want to still rock your mask, rock it.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't want to rock this mask anymore.
I don't either. And, you know, here's the funny part. My mask has fallen on the ground.
Uh-oh.
We lost her.
We got to take a break.
We had
anyway.
Some connectivity issues with her there at the end, it seemed like.
Yeah, it was getting a little weak.
Mm-hmm.
That could be her calling back. My mask has fallen on the ground. It has been on the front passenger well of my car. I've had it out of its package for like 3 weeks.
Probably time to chunk that one away, Greg. It's done its job.
I put it on when I walked in last night. I don't care. I'm doing it, you know.
For others, not for yourself, yeah.
If it hasn't gotten me yet, it ain't going to get me at all.
True.
Just kind of the way I see it.
I'm with you, brother.
I'm glad you called back so we could wish you a proper goodbye.
I know. Like, what happened there?
It just popped off. I swear, I tell you.
They're listening to my call. What's happening? The man.
The man is listening right there at the border between Florida and Alabama, trying to keep your unhealthy thoughts out of our state.
Yeah.
They are. They're like, don't let that in. Don't let her infiltrate. But yeah, well, I was like, Greg, and I was like, oh, it's me.
I would never hang up on you. You know better,
because you know I'd get in my car and come up there. I know where to find you.
Oh, so now I know what to do if I need a little extra attention.
There you go.
Okay.
Listen, don't be needy. Just call me. It's fine. You know I always answer.
I promise I won't be needy. Oh my goodness.
Hey, you know, you text message me and say, hey, I need to talk to you. I call you immediately. Whether, you know, I'm like, I got you. What's up?
This is true.
So, you know, you don't have to ever worry about that.
And I appreciate that. Thank you so much, Jacqueline.
Always.
Say hi to the family. Love to the kitties. A pat on the back to your amazing husband. And we'll talk tomorrow. I'm
Tony. All right. Bye, guys.
Bye. I love you.
Bye-bye. Goodbye.
Oh.
Goodbye.
What am I going to do?
About what?
Yeah.
Life in general? Relationship? That's a pretty big question.
It's a huge question, Greg. What can we help you with, sir?
I don't know.
Oh, okay. Well, when you figure it out, come back. Get back with us.
I want to run away.
You know, I did that.
Don't
when I
was we a kid. All at times?
And I have enough money to stay gone for about 3 weeks. Then what?
Exactly. You got to come back at some point.
That stops me every single time. Let's talk certified pre-owned from the great folks at Jack Ingram.
Love me some Jack Ingram now.
Taking a look at Volvo's certified pre-owned cars with very low mileage, but giving you the chance to save big off the sticker price and still enjoy the benefit of warranty mileage, like this 2020 Volvo XC90. That's T5 momentum, right?
Yes.
I want to make sure I'm reading that red letter correctly. 11,000 miles.
Oh,
it's
wow.
It's the SUV. I have seen the inside. I went over to the store, and I just opened doors. I was just looking at the inside.
Sure.
And they have a new car smell that's...
I know. It's awesome, isn't it?
It is.
You
it
can't
is.
Duplicate that.
No.
I don't care what kind of air freshener you get. It's just... You got to have a new car.
Is it a siren that beckons you?
Yeah, it is.
11,000 miles.
Nothing.
On this vehicle. So you've got 25,000 warranty miles left. And a 100,000-mile bumper-to-bumper powertrain warranty. Lots of great Volvo buying opportunities here. From SUVs to sedans. And I go back a long way with this car. In the 80s, I was the guy who did the commercial, I'm glad my wife drives a Volvo.
Safe car. Very safe.
That's what
car.
I wanted my wife and baby in.
Built in fact, roll cage.
Look at this. They even have a 2011 Volvo XC70 for under $10,000.
Yep, in line six.
And that car, given its age, has been driven about 9,000 miles a year. So that's a car that was not driven into the ground.
Yeah, low mileage.
I'm sure it's still got plenty of good miles left.
I guarantee you it was maintained perfectly, mm-hmm. too.
They won't settle for less at Jack Ingram. When you want to do right by yourself and find something you love driving, see them. Visit jackingramvolvo.com. Pick a car that they can have it ready for a sanitized test drive at the store. They'll bring it to your house or business. Just order it up. Their concierge service is still in place. And you know what? It's time to love what you drive.
Hi there. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon. And
together, we would like to thank you. In 2019, we had the honor of assisting hundreds and hundreds of families with their mortgage needs, making us the number one lender in Alabama. We are number one because of you. You have been there with us since the very beginning, and we appreciate your loyal support.
Over the past 6 years, we have worked with many of you. You've sent us your friends, family, co-workers, and for that, we are eternally grateful. As a token of our appreciation, we are waiving the appraisal fee for all repeat customers. If you have ever purchased a home or refinanced a home with Alabama Home Mortgage, we encourage you to give us a call to see if you could save even more money today. Call us at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage, the number one mortgage lender in Alabama now at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. That's Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Join us tomorrow from 11:30 to 1 at Oswalt's Southern Lifestyle Store on Fairview Avenue in Prattville for our Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Drop off your pet and shelter supplies to help the River Region Humane Societies.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Maybe just can't stand spending all my time at home washing my hands. This year can't be like last year, so let me be perfectly clear. I need you to
Johnson & Johnson, the latest, that's a one-stabber with a lower effective rate against the virus, but supposedly more effective against the mutations of the virus. Terry stepped out for a minute, but that's my concern. I'll come back to that right after we check traffic, but I'll tell you what I'm talking about.
In the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, we're still doing good, but starting to see more people come out of the downtown area onto Arbor than 85 North. Also outbound on Madison to Atlanta Highway, that's starting to pick up. Accident-wise, you're doing good. Reinhardt Toyota has the Toyota you've always wanted. Visit their location on the East Boulevard or shop online at ReinhardtToyota.com. I'm Jerry Howell for Montgomery Skywatch.
It's no accident. Brubaker Motors is 80 years strong in the car business, and we treat our customers like family. From our dealership to your driveway, it's better at Brubaker.com.
All right, catching up on the day 455. Governor Meemaw extended our mask mandate till, is it the 6th or the 9th of April?
9th.
So we have a little more than 5 weeks, of the, which means the mandates will have gone past the one-year mark. And the danger is, do we get used to this? Because, what did I read the other day? That, well, it's in part the climate change a-holes. They want us to shut down like we did to reduce carbon emissions. That we should do that every 2 years. We should shut everything down for 6 months and live the way we did this last year. Because it'll save the planet. Or, what are your thoughts, Terry, about, you know, we know that viruses mutate. They're going to come up with another version of this thing to
Well, by definition, Greg, it's a bioweapon because it was made in a lab. It was sequenced in a lab. Because
in China?
Yes.
A country not particularly friendly to us?
Well, it was moved to China. That's a whole long string of stuff between here and there, but that's under Obama. It got moved because our lab worked on it. It got sent to China, and our intel and their intel worked on it.
But wasn't Fauci connected to all
this? Yes, absolutely he was. He's the one that had it moved.
The way he looks in this clip that we just played...
He is pure evil.
Yeah. And you know what? He looks disappointed. Like, his little party, his little power trip is about to come to a crashing end.
Exactly, because people are figuring it out.
Here's some interesting news, and again, it depends on the court. This past February 21st, the United States deported Friedrich Karl Berger, a 95-year-old German citizen, for his role in guarding a concentration camp. He had lived here legally for 75 years. The AP today reported on an unrelated case regarding illegal aliens. Its headline read, "Court raises bar for some immigrants to avoid deportation." The Supreme Court on Thursday made it harder for longtime immigrants who have been convicted of a crime to avoid deportation. Look, first of all, you committed a crime to get in if you're here illegally. Then if you commit a crime on top of that, why would we want you here? Why would we not throw your ass back to wherever it was you came from?
Well, Greg, I'm wondering if he got brought over during Paperclip, where we brought all the Nazis over.
We did do that.
Yes, we did. That's a fact. I wonder if he was one of them.
And we had quite a few POW camps set up, especially in the South.
Yes, my mom talks about that. She remembers that.
Somebody could have escaped one of those places. And it's amazing that they've been able to stay under the radar. How does it come out 75 years later?
That's a good question. And why? I mean, my God, he's 95 years old. You know, what are you going to do to him?
But they sent him back to Germany after living here for 75 years. And I'm telling you, they need to do this. Gorsuch wrote the opinion for a 5-3 conservative majority that ruled against a Mexican citizen who entered the U.S. illegally and has lived in the country for 25 years. He didn't get a pass either. His ass goes back to Mexico. 458.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be 4 times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Hello, Montgomery. Crazy times make for crazy good deals. Get WOW Super Fast Internet 100 for the crazy low price of $29.99 per month.